warm welcome to all of you today, particularly our visitors, our guests. Of course, we hear about the news in Texas and Ohio, two more mass shootings, so we keep the people also in our prayers today, and we continue to pray for that power of peace that can only come from God. So let's keep that in our prayer today. First reading of today, we hear a name. And before I get to that name, I want to remind us of something that we were taught in English. In English, we were taught, after the letter Q, usually what's the next letter? U. Today is different. Today we hear about a man named Koaleth. And after the Q, we hear the letter O. Q-O-E, and so on and so on and so forth. So who is this Koaleth? Well, the word Koaleth literally translated means someone who convenes an assembly. So it's a preacher or a teacher. Some people say it's King Solomon. Who it is, we really don't quite know. But take that word Koaleth, translate it into the Greek, and you get the word Ecclesiastes. And that's the first reading of today. But the story of Koaleth is an amazing story. He's got it all. He's got power. He's got riches. He's got wealth. He has many different things. And yet, over time, he realizes one thing. It's all vanity. Vanity means this. It's a puff of smoke. It's here today, and it's gone tomorrow. What happened? That's what we have to muster in our homily of today. So let's take a look at our gospel of today. We hear about a farmer who has an extraordinary harvest. It's so good that he couldn't even foresee how abundant the harvest was going to be. So he says, I've got all of this. What should I do? And he decides, I know, I'll tear everything down and I'll just build everything bigger. And then he says, I can rest, eat, drink, and be merry. Koaleth says something about that today. He says this, it's vanity, it's a puff of smoke. Why? Here's why. Those of us who came from farms, who farm now, know this. That when you put grain in a bin, you have to keep an eye watch on it, because if you don't, guess what happens to it? It rots. Do you notice also, not just does he have grain, but he also has goods. He has more than grain. Well, if you put those goods also in storage, guess what you have to do? You gotta watch. So in the end, Koaleth says, you think you're gonna rest, but you will never rest. You'll be worried if things rot. You'll be worried if things are stolen. I'll give you an example from my life. I remember I had a check blank. I put it in my wallet, and I convinced myself over and over again that if I don't use it, I will be better off. Now, not with grain, but with more money in the bank. I finally needed the check blank. And believe it or not, I couldn't write on it. I don't know what happened to it. If it had gotten too wet, I could not write on it. And then I realized something important. Outside of God, nothing lasts forever. Nothing. Souls, one thing we could say, but think about it. Nothing lasts forever. You know, it's almost my favorite season of the year, fall time. There aren't enough hours in the day for me in the fall. It's a great time with harvest taking place to go out and harp in the harvest. But then the walleyes are biting, they pick up, and then you got hunting season. Cripes, they got ducks mixed in with geese, mixed in with pheasants, mixed in with deer. It's just there aren't enough hours in the day. But it is time. It's almost upon us, not yet. But it's time to start doing inventory. So I did, and I realized, pulling the old duck call out, the goose call out, there's an important component in there, and it's a reed. It's a little plastic piece, but it's amazing how important that reed is, because that reed is what actually, when you call, you know, make a sound into the call, actually mimics a duck or a goose. Reeds are also, they're just a leafy plant that we see along the marshes in which we, you know, conceal ourselves, but also birds can conceal themselves for protection as well. Now, I throw that word out, reed, and you think to yourself, yeah, it doesn't elicit much attention. However, the power of one letter. What if I add the letter G to reed? What do we get? Greed. Now we grab people's attention. Greed. Let me share a story with you today. Pastor rose to speak to his congregation as they prepared to take up an offering to fund a worthy ministry sponsored by the church. But before passing the offering plates, the pastor asked all the members of the congregation to take out their wallets, men and women. You could feel the anxiety in the room rising as he shuffled around to produce their wallets. And the pastor said this, "God has already provided enough money to fund this entire project we are considering today. But the trouble is, God gave the money to members of this church. And you know how tempted we are to guard our money. So here's what we're going to do today. Everyone, exchange your wallet with the person sitting in the pew behind you. And then we will take up the offering. And for those in the back row, you will give me, your pastor, your wallet." Well, nervous laughter arose from the room as the people looked around trying to decide if the pastor was serious. And then the pastor winked and laughed to let the worried parishioners breathe a sigh of relief. But he concluded the moment with this thought: how easy it is to give generously with money we do not think of as our own. If we had been taking the collection while you held your neighbor's wallet, I assure you there would be an amount given that would be abundantly more than we need today to support this ministry initiative. However, as you look at your own wallet right now and the opportunity to do good, what are you going to choose? Now, let's bring that to life. Wealthy man returned to the church from his roots. He was asked to actually speak to the children of Sunday school. So he's in there, he was telling them their story. You know, the kids are fascinated. Here's a wealthy man that came back to talk to them. And he said this. It wasn't always easy. He said, "There was a time in my life when I didn't have a job. I didn't have much money in my pocket. And there was a guest preacher that came one day and he said, 'Give it all to God. All of it. And God will bless you.' He said, I had $3.54 in my pockets. So I did it. I gave it all. Threw it in there. And he said, 'You know something? God has blessed me more than I ever thought.'" Okay, great story. So at the end, the kid's gonna ask questions. Little boy answers. He says, "You know, mister, that's a great, great story. But my question for you is this. It seemed easy for you to do at $3.54, but how about now with your millions? Can you do the same?" Those darn kids. Darn kids. None of us in this church like to think we're greedy. Nobody likes to think that. Nobody likes to be accused of being greedy. And I'm not even saying the man in the gospel of today was greedy. After all, he did the work, planted the seed, you know, put the work into it. Tremendous harvest that God blessed him with. Nobody would say that he didn't earn that. But here's something I want you to think about. I want you to really think about it long and hard this week. We oftentimes think of this: I earned it. But what about your health, your energy, your education, the opportunities, the breaks that you got along the way? We didn't earn any of that. That came for someone else. And I like to believe it comes from the hand of God. For those of you, think about just this. For those of you who are married and you met in college, you didn't earn that. The fact that you could go to college, you know, think about some poor kid in Africa that can't. Think about this. What if you had gone to another college and never met your spouse? You didn't earn that. Something had a hand in it, and that something was God. And that's the assignment I want to give you this week. I want you to think long and hard about your life. And just think about, God, what hand did God play in this whole thing? Bring me in priesthood. I went up to my mom and dad and I said, "Mom and Dad, I want to be a priest." Dad could have said, "No, you're going to farm." Okay? I got to go off to college. In Africa, I wouldn't have been as lucky. And God is the one who called me to priesthood. That stuff I didn't earn. God played a role. How did he work in your life? Think about your story this week. You'll marvel and you'll say to yourself, there's more to this story than what I ever thought or imagined. And thank God for it. And with that, brothers and sisters, God's blessings to you this day.